Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The stocking is rocking, so take advantage of the Fin and Feather Bounty during this Thanksgiving weekend. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of November 27th and 28th. Hope everyone had a very copious, gut-busting, eat, drink, and loosen your belt weekend. Hey, man, comes the trout. Winter trout stocking Monday and Tuesday this past week. They've acclimated, and the bite is on. We're talking numbers here. Rainbows, 2 years old, 14 to 16.5 inches maybe. Birch Grove Park Pond, those first two ponds, you pull into the park right there. Boom, on your right, boom to your left. 190, Haddon Lake, 210, Lake Shenandoah, 240, Pond de Lodge Pond, the most beautiful venue in South Jersey, 170, Rowan's Pond, 100, Shaw's Mill Pond. That is a popular place, but it just keeps producing, especially through the winter, 210, and South Vineland Park Lake. It says South Vineland Park Pond. At that size, it's a lake. Gets 190. Now, stocked yesterday for today, Saturday, pheasants. And here's the deal. There are plenty of ringnecks and quail left over from that huge stocking for Thanksgiving Day. Stocked yesterday for today. We're talking to Rack and Fin Radio, my lucky 13. This is where we always get birds. We don't have a dog. You pick your times, pick your days, and they are there. Kyers Mills, 200. Howardsville, 50. Manahawkin, 50. Medford, 80. And Stafford Forge, 160. In a place, I can't make this up. This is too funny. Guy getting his pheasant stamp. About a week or so ago, whatever. And he says, I said, where do you usually pheasant hunt? He says, around, Stafford Forge, Howardsville. Howardsville used to be cool. Go in there, maybe 2-3 trucks. Some loudmouth on a radio put it out there. Next thing you know, there's 20 trucks. Sorry, man. It is public land, and the birds are stocked for everyone. Again, Medford, 80. Stafford Forge, 160. Southwards, Dix, 130. Glassboro, 100. Mad Horse, 90. Millville, 340. Nantunxet, I love that spot, man. 110. Port Republic, 50. Problem with the port. The Phragmites, you know, it messes up the dog's feet big time, man. All those cattails. Tuckahoe, 110, and Winslow, 140, and 4. Greenwood and Peasley, 260 bobwhite quail each. Now, listen, there's going to be almost a three-week break until the birds are stocked again. The next stocking dates are going to be 12/17 for 12/18, so just be aware of that. Coming up, man, Nomad Lure Design Company, Nomad. This one, it's called Vibing. Vibing. Like that. Hit that. Wait till you see what it's doing to the bass, as in the stripe kind. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Coming back with Chris Shoplock from Nomad. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hold on. Listen in and get to your local tackle shop because these baits are flying off the pegboards. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister. Because you deserve Comfort Now.
Hi, Comfort Bob. At Comfort Now, November is Veterans Month. And as we have done for many years, in support of those that served and those serving, we are offering a free problem analysis of your heater. If your heater's making a funny noise, isn't working like it should, or just doesn't seem right, we'll take a look at it without cost. That's a $99 saving off our regular fee. Any repairs or maintenance are additional. We also have discounts on our service plans, tune-ups, and heater replacement for vets and active military, because after all they've sacrificed, the least we can do is help get them comfortable. If you know a vet in need, pass the information along. Go to our website, iwantcomfortnow.com, Facebook page, or give us a call for all the details, because our military deserves Comfort Now.
Comfort Now. Because you deserve Comfort Now. 609-400-1005.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce?
Spilled the sauce? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce? Okay.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Dell's Black Friday event has arrived, and it's the perfect time to step up your creativity. With incredible savings up to $400 off PCs, it's Dell's biggest sale of the year. Get more into what you're into with the latest XPS and Alienware systems featuring Intel Core processors. Save on top monitors, docks, and accessories, all with free shipping, plus low monthly payments from Dell Preferred Account. Call 800-BUY-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
It's not magic that we'll deliver 1 billion packages to homes across the country this holiday. It's the United States Postal Service. And we don't need a team of reindeer to do it, because we've added more vehicles to our fleet. And while we don't come down your chimney, we can pick up presents for you and yours. So if making more holiday deliveries to homes in the U.S. than anyone else seems like magic, that means we're doing our job. Share the magic at usps.com/helpers.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
As we know, the striper bite is still continuing strong farther north, better than where we are down here, although hopefully in the next couple of weeks that will pop open. And on Rack and Fin Radio, we always try to avail the listeners to new kick-ass products. Let me tell you something. You're watching from the periphery, on the bubble, so to speak. Keeping track. Wow, that's catching. I'm seeing that cell there. I'm seeing that cell here. People, you know me. I travel up and down to say, I see that here. Well, I made a stop in Creekside Outfitters the other day and watched not one, but two customers in a row, not together, put a total of 8 of these Nomad Vertex lures on the counter, and away they went. Hey, what are you catching with those? Bass. And that's all they said. Although, to tell you, they would be fine size-wise for the bigger freshwater largemouth. These guys were talking the stripe variety, and as I spoke to one employee there, he said, they don't talk much. They're serious guys. They know what's going on. And contrast this now with, on Facebook and all over the place on social media, the vibing technique by Nomad Tackle. Nomad. Check it out. Nomad. Vis-a-vis that destroyer of Big Eye, the DTX Minnow, and the Chug Norris, which pretty much put big dents in the yellowfin population. Join us online right now is the Nomad Design Tackle Company U.S. Marketing Manager, Chris Shoplock. This vibe, this vibing technique, vis-a-vis, again, the Vertex, the Nomad Vertex, is knocking the snot out of bass up and down the Jersey coast. Chris, thanks for joining us. How you doing, little brother?
I am doing all right, man. It's good to talk to you again, my friend. It's been a minute.
It's been a long minute. Chris, I'll tell you, I'm not me, not speechless, not breathless, but sitting back and saying, man, this lure series is kicking freaking bass ass on here. Chris, where did you guys come from? I mean, you're tuna specific. Nomads, tuna specific. Not anymore, folks. Is this a new bait here now? I know you guys are Australian based. What's the story, Chris?
Well, yeah, it's new. It's new to you. And it was new to me too when I started.
Time out. By the way, two went home with me. On that note, go ahead.
awesome. Well, I mean, when I looked at it, I didn't really know quite what to make of it. And it was called, the name of the bait is the Vertex. And so we talked Vertex this and that. And the owner of the company, Damon Olson from Australia, he says, hey, there's this guy down in Florida catching fish like crazy on the Vertrex. You know, why don't you go down and find out what's going on? So I went down and visited Captain Jared Boschhammer, who's another Australian who's catching like huge snook and redfish on this on this Vertrex. And he kept on telling me, he's, you know, we're fishing. He's like, okay, we're going to go over here, mate, and we're going to go vibing over here. And I asked him, finally, I said, what is this vibing like you keep talking about? He's like, you know, vibing. I'm like, well, I mean, is it a technique? Is this a thing? Or are you just like an Australian strange person? You know? And he's like, no, he's like, look at me.
That's Shaplock. Like, like,
you remember me, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
So I go, he goes, yeah, vibing. He goes, that's huge. It's huge. It's not here. I said, no, I've never heard of it. Nobody's ever heard of vibing. And come to find out that these guys over there have been using these soft vibes for a better part of 10 years. Tom, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of slow pitch jigging. You know, day nobody knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, it became a thing. And so I went out with Jared, and, you know, I'm a Jersey boy, and in 5 minutes, I had a 45-inch snook doing exactly what he did with this bait.
Very mother of God.
So, oh, man, I said, well, I got to tell you, this thing reminds me of a bucktail, the way it moves and the way you fish this. Can we go, you think we can catch striper with it? Well, I mean, we just dropped a YouTube video of us up on Montauk catching nice striper, and I've got guys here. Fisher Price is catching them. Fish Mavericks is catching them. Our boy Max from the Real Seats catching giant striper on them.
Mad Max. Just, Mad Max from the Real Seat.
Yeah,
I was just up there,
We decided, we said, listen, I mean, we really should sort of talk about this. And so Jared from down there in Florida, he's like our vibe master. He's the one who's been like really showing us the way. And we've caught grouper, we've caught striper, snook, redfish, we caught tong, we've caught, I think he's up to 32 species on this little bait. And it's just incredible what happened. And so, yeah, we're the Nomad Vibe Tribe. You know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to get the word out. And it's been a lot of fun, man.
Well, Chris, let me tell you, I'm you know, my freshwater proclivities, I'm automatically thinking smaller, largemouth, smallies, northern pike. I mean, my God, the applications are endless. But here's the question. Yes. Listen, we're going to get back to the lure specific itself, but I just have to throw this out there, Shoplock. As you mentioned, slow pitch. When are the vibing rods coming out with the Nomad label on them, bro?
Well, we're making one. We're making a couple that Jared's Captain Jared's helping us with, and we have two right now that absolutely do the trick. The inshore on the inshore side spinning.
There you go.
We're working on some of the more conventional type. As a matter of fact, we're kind of working on, you know, you can actually slow pitch a vibe. So we're actually working on like a slow pitch vibing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Shoplock, don't toss it out. Further explanation, go.
Well, basically the same technique you're going to use with a jig, where you're going to use the slow pitch technique, can be absolutely mimicked using this bait. This bait gets down in a hurry. It looks small, but it's the way it's designed. It's got a lot of lead in it, and the lead is designed and it's, this is through wired, by the way. I don't know if you got a chance to notice that this bait is absolutely through wired. But it gets down in a hurry, and if you do the same moves you would do as a slow pitch, with your standard jig, and you do it with a vibe, it works wonderfully. So we were even going to start messing around, trying to show some people with that. But yeah, I just got something today. Somebody got a nice blackfin tuna on it down in Texas. So
there you go.
It's definitely growing for sure. And to your point. Fresh water, absolutely. We have some mutual friends. Well, I can't really say too much. We have a couple mutual friends who are doing very well on the freshwater side, and they're just keeping it tight-lipped. There's definitely more to come from Nomad on that.
Well, as a U.S. marketing manager and as the owner of the company, again, is he open to, oh, mate, let's go freshwater, yeah? You know, we got the new guinea bass here. And we got what? Yeah.
We got,
what do you think?
Well, I think that's not bad. That's not bad, mate. You're doing all right.
I was there, you know. I was there.
Well, I think Damon and I we share a common affliction. I think many of us do, and I have like fishing ADHD. So I don't care if it's a sunfish or a mola mola. I don't care if it's I don't care if it's freshwater. I don't care if it's ice fishing. I don't care if it's fly. I'll do it. So if this the reason this bait works is because of how it looks almost like a rattle trap.
It does.
Fish it like a rattle trap.
Yep.
It doesn't make any noise, obviously, but you vibe this thing up, and when you let it sink, you keep contact with your bait as you let it sink. You don't even move your rod, and this thing swims on the way down.
It
makes an S. So that you get hit so many times on the drop, you know, and it's going to be very good if you can think about your freshwater smallmouth or largemouth that are suspending or that are off ledges or, you know, I mean, it's just your mind just starts going crazy with it.
Okay, Joe's online is Chris Shoplock. He is the U.S. Marketing Manager, Nomad Design Tackle. We're talking vibing. We're talking the Vertrex. I keep saying Vertex. Vertrex is Max Vibe. Badass striper bait. And it's catching pretty much everything else. Christian, you hang on through another segment. And by the way, people, Chris is one of the pioneers vis-a-vis On the Water magazine, other publications, and across the board. Fishing from kayaks, effectively fishing from kayaks, outfitting kayaks for fishing. Chris, I have to tell you, you were right there at the beginning, and you availed many people to the kayak game, and hats off to you. I mean, it's an industry that's exploded. You were part of it. You were there at the genesis, man.
Are you calling me old?
I'm calling you seasoned.
You're a man.
Hey, listen, Shoplock, I caught JC had to throw a cast net. Trust me, that's how old I am. We know where I'm going with that.
Amen.
Question, in your position, you know, except for testing the baits, do you get to fish much on your own, or is it always business, business, business?
No. My prior life, I dealt with fishing all the time, and I never fished. It was terrible. One of the things about this job is if you're not fishing, they'll probably fire you. So, yeah, I'm getting a lot of good fishing.
Good for you.
You know, again, as we get a little bit older, you know, I don't kill myself, you know, the way I, you know, remember that saying, a bad day of fishing is better than a good day at work?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I like a good day at work, and I like a good day fishing. And so I try to avoid the bad days in either scenario.
People, I'm not going to mention the venue. I mean, there was lightning from Armageddon. The rain was coming in five different directions. We pulled up, and the storm roared in. And like, well, man, I guess we'll bag that. So let's alternate plan. I go to the Piccolilli Inn for, you know, a burger and a beer or something. My friend says, who is that crazy bastard? In came Shoplock on a kayak. I mean, rain gear on it, but you still look like a drowned rat, Chris. I have to give you credit. And you just were happy as a clam, man. You just, Tom P, I killed him. Showed us photos of the bass on his phone. I said, Mary, mother of God, the guy is just, he's just protean. It's amazing. Hey, we're up against the break. Chris, hang in for the next segment. We want to delve into the bait itself. Can you hang in?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. People, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Thanksgiving weekend. Can't beat it. Be right back.
So what is Talk With a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk With a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk With a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials: a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers. Subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Thanksgiving weekend, November 27th. And 20th, join us on the line is Chris Shoplock, U.S. Marketing Manager, Nomad Design Tackle, the vibing system vis-a-vis the Vertrex, Nomad Vertrex. Again, you know, Nomad, Chuck Norris, home out on with the Yellowfin, and the DTX Minnow, Mary Mother of God, with the big eye, trolling that badass bait. This thing is killing the stripers big time. Now, before we get in, I want to get more into the bait itself. But just want to touch on, Chris just availed me something off the air. Tom P., we do have that little 75 size. Freshwater, one of our guys is killing grouper with it down south. Perfect for your deep water smallies, your deep water largemouths going into the winter season. Chris, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that would, again, they're catching big saltwater fish on that little 75 too. And that's kind of something we have to sort of train ourselves a little bit with to see that bait and go, wow, it's not big enough for what I'm going after. But that little 75, we were catching some largemouth on it up on Spruce Run the other day, just goofing around.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You're in my AO. You're a launch on Van Sickles Row. We out there by the South Tower. What? You're in my air. And by the way, the hybrids up there will be all over this thing, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's that I have zero doubt. I didn't get any hybrids there this year. I only fished there like 3 or 4 times. But, yeah, they would absolutely destroy it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, Chris, now getting into the bait itself, I noticed 2 single hooks, not trebles. You don't want trebles.
And no, we'll see. No, that's again, we have 3 sizes. Everything's, in millimeters because, Australia. But the 75 millimeter, the 95 millimeter, and the 110 all have BKK treble hooks on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually pretty small. Again, you look at them and you're like, I don't think this is going to work, but they absolutely work great. So those smaller vibes, they're treble, and then the 130s and the 150s, which are the more offshore variety. That's the one that people are fishing for bass right now.
Right now, okay, that's what I saw. That's what I bought. Yep.
Yeah. So you either saw a 130 or a 150. They have the single BKK hooks. We've got some guys that are messing around with assist hooks on these things. So there's a lot of different ways to rig them, but they come with the BKK stuff right out of the box.
Great.
So.
Because the R&D to perfect this bait, we're talking the Vertrex, the vibing method, and this thing, I hate this term too, blowing up my phone. It's just happening with this. Bought at Creekside, bought at Fisherman Supply, bought it wherever, and you're going to put this on. And Chris, you know me, I said, when I get that pounded, put a call in to Sean Loy, okay, another Jersey boy. Tom P., I'm freaking slamming, and so is the guy I'm going to give you a number. It's Chris Shoplock. Chris, holy God, my God. And get you here.
Chris, it's making inroads that deep, that quickly, that rapidly, I should say. It needs the attention, but the R&D behind this bait, any changes for the U.S. market, or is it this is just coming over repackaged, you know, for the U.S. as opposed to the Aussie and the Pacific Rim?
It is. We have a few different colors, I think, over here that we're focusing on that they don't use as much over there, but not really. Again, this thing has been over there for a long time. Everybody sort of knows all about it. Now, see, there's different kinds of vibes. There's other companies that have made them. But, you know, to understand Nomad, Damon is just he's a mad scientist, you know, and he ran a sport fishing operation out of Australia called Nomad, and they had a big boat, Nomad, that they would overnight trip.
Wait a second. Is that the mothership guy?
From Australia, yeah. That's him. That's Damon. And he got so famous.
The problem was
he's out there in the middle of nowhere, and he's catching these giant fish that have never even seen a lure, and they're destroying his tackle. And so he made these baits, the DTX in particular and the Mad Max, because he wanted to have something that could troll at 15 knots, that could catch big, nasty wahoo, tuna, all these things that they go after. And he started making them, and they got so popular, he ended up selling the operation, and he came over to the U.S., and people started trolling those DTXs. And everything he does, it's meticulous, you know, because it's not cheap, Tom. When you're trying to design a bait, and you're dealing with a factory, and you realize your bait's too small, too fat, too thin, and you got to go back to the drawing board. That's a lot of money. That's tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars to switch things up. But he's never cared. And whether wait till you see some of the stuff we've got coming at the end of this year, maybe beginning of next year for the inshore market and for the offshore market. And this stuff is all meticulously tested. So, you know, a lot of these vibes, they just kind of look like a rattle trap, and they just sort of have a weight in there, and they just throw them away. That's not what we did. They're balanced correctly, and they're made, the rubber actually, we were up in Montauk. We must have caught 10, 15 Gorilla Blues on one, and it held up the whole time. And didn't, even though it had some tears in it, but it was completely, the body was all molded around that metal. We ended up catching a 35-pound bass on that particular bait.
Chris, I saw one of these baits that was hit by not a gorilla or a gator, but still a chopper blue, 10, 12 pounds. This was a little tear in there, but I noticed, Chris, it did not migrate. It stayed there, and it did not migrate at all. So you would say the lures are tenacious in that regard, insofar as their physical composure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they're made to be, you know, big pelagic fish. You know, when a blue gets a hold of them, you know, that's just as bad as any of those. But they definitely hold up for the for what they give you. That's for sure.
I just can't imagine. I'm sure he's done it. I'm waiting for you to send me a card from Christmas Island or something, Shoplock, when you do these things with a giant trevally.
I bet you we can find one of those from the guys over there. I'll have to make sure I send you a couple of these so you can mess with them, especially these little guys, Tom, so you can go at them back.
Yeah, Chris, I bought the two. Shout out to Liza and crew at Creekside. I grabbed one of each two sizes off the pegboard before they were gone. I've yet to use them, Chris, but again, the people I've spoken with, you know me, I have more tendrils than a hydra, and I'm making calls, and that's why I put the call into Sean and put the call into you.
I love it.
Because this is just, this is changing the game here, man. A different technique, crazy. Vibing, yeah, it's good.
If anybody's interested, first of all, great shop, by the way, Creekside. Love the gang, love Liza. They also have them. I know they're at Fish Heads. I know Real Sea has them. I know Supply has them. Offshore Bait and Tackle has them.
Offshore down in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Johnny's.
The best thing you probably can do is if you just Google Nomad Vibe Tribe, we have a whole YouTube channel that we just launched this 3 weeks ago, like here. So it's just barely started. But we've got videos on actually how to actually work this bait and how to actually present it. We've got trips to Montauk on there. We've got trips to Ponce Inlet. We were catching redfish with all of the good boys throwing their croakers. And they're like, man, how are you doing that? You know, and he's like, Dingo, Jared's like, we're vibing, man. We're vibing.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Let me give my Zooty. How you doing that, man? How you doing that, man?
That's my Zooty there from Coquitree.
How you doing that, man?
They're, let me tell you what, these Australian dudes, these guys fish, man. They are extremely fishy people.
Now, Chris, you've been in the industry basically as long as I have. You know, we introduced the Azuri thing in a cigar or whatever. So you've been in on the ground floor on all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Where do you see Nomad design tackle going from here? I mean, it's you're making inroads already. It has to be very exciting. Just all of a sudden, you're getting a ripple on the water. When does a tsunami? Sorry about that. When does a tsunami hit? You figure in 2 and 3 years, you're going to have a massive chunk of the artificial bait market, if not the rod market.
Yeah, listen. You know, the thing about what Damon makes is it the stuff works. He doesn't put stuff out just to fill a hole. You know, when we do our rods that we have out there, we'll confuse people because I got a 7.6 medium. They're like, oh, can I have a medium heavy? He's like, no, we don't make it in a medium. You know what I mean? Like, we only make it a certain way. But we have, you will see us, if it's 3 years, I'll be disappointed because I really think it'll be more like 2 years where we're going to be everywhere. We're going to be much, much stronger in freshwater. You know, do you know Greg DePalma?
Does a fat kid love cake?
You know,
he's right over here from Millville. He's a half hour west of where I'm sitting.
We were banging giant largemouth the other day together in South Jersey.
Union Lake or on the Delaware? Where were you?
He wouldn't. He swore me to secrecy, and you know me. I know how to keep that quiet.
Listen to me. But, I'm Italian. I'll track his ass down. And I'll say Shoplock told me to ask you.
Oh, that'll cause trouble. But, you know, he's a tournament bass fisherman.
Yeah, so one of the best out there. Yep.
Wander. Yeah, I'll let your mind wander what we're doing there.
I know.
And also, I don't know, have you seen our flying fish that we launched in Australia? We're going to have
Wait a second. I'm a yummy bird guy. You're telling me this kicks a yummy bird's ass?
No, let's see. Hang on. You can't show this to anybody. But I'm about ready. I'm gonna text you something. This is great radio, by the way.
I'm a yummy bird. Come on, yummies for me. Yes, wow.
Yeah, I get it.
They worked.
Yep. Hang on a minute. Take a look at this thing. Can you tell me how you think this will work? Boink. It's going to you.
Hold on a second. So, that's why we have a radio, man. Kids, let's see. Okay.
Yeah. This is.
I didn't get it yet, Chris. I didn't get it. Uh-oh. Hold it. Mary, Mother of God, I have to wiggle in my chair. Look at that.
Look at that.
Slipstream flying fish! Nomad Design.
It's out in Australia. It's out in Australia. It's not here yet, only because it's coming in the summer over there, and we're basically selling them so fast over there. We're allocating all of our stuff there, but it'll be here this spring, and it's going to be crazy. So I mean, like whether it's the inshore stuff with this vibing, whether we're going to stick, never leave our roots with the DTX and Mad Max high end trolling stuff, the pelagics. But we have a lot of ideas, and I've got a lot of time, Tom. I'm bored.
Listeners. Shoplock has the energy. The Roadrunner has nothing on Chris Shoplock. Chris, thanks for joining us. Long time no talk to a long time no see. The name popped up.
Buddy.
Sean Lloyd popped up. This is where you feel so confident, so powerful. This is Jersey energy here. Shoplock, Lloyd, and you have the Aussie influence. Not 18 or 19. We're going to be 20,000 going from here. That's what I... Listen here, Chris, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Again, listeners, the Nomad Design, the Vertrex, you got Bunker. These are the colors I picked. I think I bought a Bunker and one of them is a silver green mackerel or sardine or something like that. But you have, I understand, 1, 2, 3, 4. You had a hollow ghost shad. Sorry, Liza, the pegboard was empty. Thanks for that. That's all right. Well, Chris, now these are available. Mention those shops again, please.
They're available. We like to support our local dealers. We do have them online, but if you're local here, you know, you're going to definitely want to go up to the Real Seat. Fisherman Source, I know, has them. I'm not on the sales side, so it's a little harder for me to remember, but I know Fisherman Supply, Real Seat, Fisherman Source, Fisherman's Headquarters.
And at Fisherman Supply, you asked for Jason the Sensation. I named him on that one.
That's it. And if you go to Real Seat, talk to Max, because Max was taught
Mad Max,
how to do this right. Yep.
Mad Max and Paulie and Eric, that's a great crew up there. Here's a problem I have with
Max. May have caught the first striper on a vibe in the U.S. That might or might not have been Max.
Here's a problem I have with the Real Seat. The location. You come around that bend, unless you know it's there, you hit the brakes, you're dead.
That's Jersey.
Right. Chris, you take care. Have the greatest holiday season. Hope to fish with you in the spring sometime. Let's get together. Listen, this is the guy again, started the kayak freshwater bass craze in New Jersey, Chris Shoplock. Hats off to you, Chris. You be good. Oh, by the way, website, Instagram, Facebook, what do you got for Nomad?
If you just go on the websites, Nomad Design Tackle in the U.S., and then if you just go, you can just go on Instagram and Facebook and type in Nomad Design, and we'll pop up. And if you're interested in the vibes, just,
the Vibe Tribe, Nomad, man.
Vibes. Yep, Vibe Tribe, baby.
Take care, brother. Be good.
All right. Have a great, safe holiday, my friend.
See ya.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Welcome to NATO. The U.S. banning travel from several Southern African nations where the potentially risky Omicron variant of COVID's been identified. But Dr. Amish Adalja of Johns Hopkins University says we don't know much about it yet.
This might be something that does spread, that does cause outbreaks, or it could be something like the beta variant, like the gamma variant, which were concerning, but were not really able to sustain themselves.
The CDC says the variant hasn't been reported in the U.S. Malls reporting Black Friday sales improved over last year, but not up to pre-pandemic levels. Some shoppers happy to brave the crowds in Commerce, California.
Just want to be out and feel some kind of normalcy.
It feels nice to be out after stuck at home.
The National Retail Federation predicts a sales increase of 10% over last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, it'll be brisk and cold with patchy clouds and a low of 31. Saturday, plenty of sun along with a cold wind, high 43. Becoming cloudy Saturday night, low 30. Sunday, considerable cloudiness, the high near 50. Monday will turn out partly sunny, a bit chillier, high 46. I'm AccuWeather's Kerb Babinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
It is the Thanksgiving weekend back here on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. So let's get to some fishing reports. I know they're stocking the pheasants. I mentioned the stock trout. Everything's going nuts. What about the saltwater front? Let's hop down to Fanatics. West Avenue in Ocean City. Fanatics Marine Supply. Billy Wiggins, my main man on the line. Hey, Billy, what's happening, brother?
Doing good, Tom. How's everything for you? Hope you had a good holiday.
Ate and drank like a man on death row.
That sounds awesome, man. That sounds like my kind of night.
The restaurant owner said, get the fire hose and get him out of here. What's happening, Billy? What do you got bass-wise? What do you got? I heard bluefish, anything on the reefs? And I hear you have a kick-ass sale going on, little brother. What do you got?
Yeah, we do. We've had a nice little bite of stripers been hanging in our bay now for a couple weeks.
Still in the bay?
The incoming side. Yeah, they seem to be coming in with the tide. They're finding around the bridges and the bays on spot and eels, and it's been pretty consistent.
Whoa. You have spot? You have the Cape May goodies in stock?
I still do. This will probably be the end of it because this is the last run that we took last week, but I think we should have enough to at least get us through this weekend.
People, get there. Okay, Billy, go ahead.
No, it's been good, though. There have been some keeper fish, some 30, 34-inch fish, you know, in that kind of range. Still a lot of small ones, but the guys are picking some keepers out of the bay now. As far as out front goes, you know, it's been a pick, you know, nothing exciting.
Right.
Still a lot of spiny dogfish mixed in with everything, so they kind of kill it when you get out
there.
Billy,
check this out. We saw them hit, Billy, and I'm 138 years old. We know that. You know how long you know me. I actually saw them hitting some surface plugs the other day. Can you believe that?
That means there's a few around then, huh?
Billy, this is
I think they're a little hungry.
This is a little up around off Little Lake Inlet out there a little bit. Bill, I wouldn't have believed it unless I saw it myself.
A couple guys I know caught them on plugs fishing at night too around here. So
wow,
that's crazy.
So what about the OC Reef with the sea bass togarolis? What do you got?
The tog are still, there's still small ones in the bays around the inlets, but they're definitely moving out. You're going to start to see some bigger ones out in the Ocean City GE reefs.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I know even the guys running further off are picking some bigger sea bass on the deep stuff.
Okay.
But most of the tog are still inshore in the closer reefs.
Hold on a second. What do you got? What? Okay. Billy, hold on. Send someone down your way. Thanks. When will he have white leggers?
When will he have white leggers? Me?
I can't make that up. But will we have white leggers?
I never carry white leggers. They don't live in my system that I have here because we're not located on the bay. We can't float them.
Bill, let me tell you something. You look at a white legger the wrong way, they die.
Yep. They're a very, very tough one. Yep. We strictly green crabs.
And green crabs are, to me, they're 98% of the deal anyway.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Billy, what are you hearing about bluefish?
North of us, I've heard some. We haven't had much down here our way. I've heard pockets of them, but we haven't had a whole lot of those down by us yet.
Okay, Billy, before I let you go, talk about what's going on sale.
We're in the midst of our annual Black Friday sale. Unfortunately, this year's not as big and bold as it has been in years past because, you know, inventory's not as big and bold as it was because it's hard to get. But we do have some good deals on them. We have some buy one, get one items, you know, rods and reels, things
go
like
with
that.
The BOGO, people, the BOGO.
Absolutely. Got, you know, specials on individual items throughout the store. You know, a lot of clothing's on sale. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a store-wide sale. It's just a little more selective than years past just because we just don't have the inventory to back the sale.
Before I let you go, you are a South Jersey's. I say Cape May, South Jersey's. The probably biggest fishing kayak dealer going on. How is the yak sale numbers this year?
The yak sale numbers sold out like a champ. And then you couldn't get them. And now we got piecemeal coming in. But they're telling me next year should be better because we really had to plan out our year a lot more than we ever have before. I know our first next main shipment's coming in February.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have our next big boat order coming in February. Then we have them staggered every other month for a while. So hopefully we'll be in much better shape next year. But, you know, you never know. It all depends on what they actually produce. But it's been a tough market this year.
With the fishing dragging out as it does, again, Dan, listeners, I'm 403 22nd Street, Plaza 22, my AO from there down. Billy, how's it look? I mean, right till the end of December, there's going to be fish on. What's the schedule for Fanatics going to be?
We'll be open every day until Christmas.
Okay.
And then we'll be closed for the week after Christmas, and then we'll open back up for weekends once we get into the first week of January.
Okay, Billy, we'll see you soon, man. Best of Christy and the kids.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We'll see you. Let's hop up to Long Beach Island, ship bottom, Mateo at Fisherman's Headquarters. What's happening? Mateo, what do you got, brother?
The last couple of days, the inlet has been pretty good down there. People are going down in broad daylight, throwing bucktails, catching like a halfway decent fish, 30, 40-inch fish.
Whoa, bass in broad daylight?
Bass in broad daylight.
Get
I don't know
out!
If it's still going on, but they got a good amount out of there.
Top color bucktails. What do you got?
Definitely just white.
Well,
if you're going at night, you could use black or
uh-huh.
red.
Now, what about tog up there, bro?
A lot of people are going. I haven't personally heard anything,
mm-hmm.
But I know this year it's been just a lot of shorts.
Sure.
And not too many keepers.
What about a beach report? What's happening along the sands?
People are pretty much chunk and bunker. They're catching a lot of dogfish and a striper here and there.
Okay. Any blues along the beach?
I have not heard every single bluefish this season.
Woo. Now, what about fresh bunker, I assume. Do you have fresh bunker in stock?
Yeah. We got plenty of bunker, and we will throughout the weekend.
Mateo, what are you hearing in the back bay at all?
Just a bunch of little stripers around the bridges, around the lights, the docks.
Okay, daytime, nighttime, plugs, little bucktails, what?
You could probably get them in the daytime, but it's more of a nighttime thing. I would throw, like, soft plastics, little bucktails. You can do plugs, but...
Okay, brother. We'll talk to you then, man. See ya. I want to wrap up the fish reports with the only man that we know in AC who knows it up, down, sideways, backwards, and forwards when it comes to the jetties and the back baits, Noel Feliciano, one-stop bait and tackle. Atlanta Gavin, AC Noel, my brother. What's happening?
What's not happening?
What's not
happening? It's on fire. The AC fish trap is on. Let me tell you something. If you haven't got a fish yet, I can guarantee you your rod, the band. And if you come down to AC, I'll put you on a hot spot all the time. The most important thing is having fun and catching dinner. And I could do both for you.
Listen to me. Let's talk because they're all up north. But I understand, as per intel here and there from your store, there is a pretty decent striper bite around at night. Well, what's the deal?
The striper bite at night around AC area from Margate to Ventnor to Longport to AC is on fire.
There you go.
The back bay is producing some nice-sized fish. And up front, these fish are migrating down already. The Hudson is producing some nice-sized fish, but Atlantic City is too. And the more fish that you hear up north, the better we hear it, and it's going to come down even better because they got to come past here.
What about blackfish? Blackfish, Todd, what do you got?
The blackfish, I can guarantee you, your keeper, from 1 to 5 fish guaranteed.
Whoa.
Yesterday, I weighed in 5-pound fish.
Whoa.
1 5-pounder. The one guy had a 19 and an 18. The one guy had a 22, and it keeps on going. Let me tell you something. Not because I'm here. You know, I got proof to everything I'm telling you. You go up to One Stop Bait AC on Facebook, spell the one out, put all the words together, and you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay, no, let me see what you got here, because people are going to want to kick your ass. Name some jetties, man. Name the jetties.
The hot spot is the T jetty, the way back up to Caspian Avenue Point. There's 71 feet back there. There's nice sized blues. The bluefish are coming down with the striped bass. I don't know if you know this or not.
Yeah.
On a boat. They have been catching them.
Yeah.
And the tog situation's on fire. I can't express this hard enough. You know, talking serious here.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you're rod to bend.
Noel, before I let you go, how's the lovely Wilda and the grandkids?
Oh, the baby just made his own. When you record your own self, a face up, whatever. He did his own, man, today, and I couldn't believe it. I fell asleep on a couch. I grabbed my phone this morning, check out the pictures they actually sent me during the day. I said, "What is this?" So I look at it, and it was him.
There you go.
So it's super awesome.
Now, listen, here we go. Here we go. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Well, it's tied up with all these other people, whatever. All these others. I am personally inviting Noel to dinner, a restaurant of his choice, on Rack and Fin Radio's tab. So what do we got, Noel? You and the lovely Wilda. What do you got? No, you tell me something. Name a date and name a restaurant within a few days, then we'll get something going. You got it?
Let me tell you something. That's why I'm squared up now. Eating too much, buddy. I think my doctor, he's a fisherman. He's a tog fisherman, too. He listens to your show, too. You know what I'm talking about? So we got to get something healthy, you know?
No, healthy's not. Noel, I'm 138 years old. Healthy doesn't work. By the way, are you in a world of really going to have another one?
No more. I got plenty of grandkids. I already got 4. And my daughter's getting married. The progress is on. I can't handle no more.
Whoa. Your daughter was just in 8th grade. What do you mean she's getting married?
Yeah, she's getting married.
Wow.
The 5th of December.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you, Dad. Good for you. Okay, yeah, Noel, let's get to the 4 of us. Get to there, man. Let's kick ass. 6 of us. We'll see.
No problem.
Okay, brother. All right. See it.
Bye-bye.
Had to get those reports and up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. This is just too much fun. 18 years going strong. Just too much fun. And letting the people know what's going on. Be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
If you or a loved one is considering new options for senior living, discover The Shores, a modern, socially active community in Ocean City. The Shores offers assisted living with private apartments in a well-appointed setting, memory care in their Tapestries neighborhood for those living with Alzheimer's or dementia, as well as hospice, rehabilitation, long-term care, and respite care, all of this in one place, so there's no need to relocate if your health situation changes. Their mission of compassionately serving in community so all are free to choose abundant life drives all they do. Learn more about United Methodist Communities at the Shores in Ocean City, including virtual and in-person tours of this contemporary senior living choice. Call 609-399-8505 or search online for the Shores in Ocean City. This is Harry Hurley for United Methodist Communities at the Shores.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the dad from that hilarious sitcom you watch on demand. Thanks to DirecTV Stream, our worlds have been brought together.
And there's a laugh track.
Oh, who, them? Yeah, well, they kind of just follow me everywhere.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget, guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Trying them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
Deck the halls with pairs of Skechers. La 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 la. Families love them, yeah, we betcha. La 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 la.
If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for the whole family, look no further than Skechers, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features to keep your family comfy and cozy. We've got fits for all feet, arch fit, relaxed fit, wide fit, stretch fit, and more, because nothing's more comfortable than the perfect fit. And we've got comfort features across our whole line of footwear, like max cushioning, hyperburst foam, and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. Plus, who better than the comfort experts to make the perfect shoes for kids? And we make them fun with lights, unicorns, dinosaurs, and more, all for an incredible value. Your holiday dollars go further at Skechers. So deck those halls and your family's feet with Skechers, the perfect holiday gift. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
La 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 la.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of November 27th and 28th. Hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Get to the stock trout, people. They're all over the place. Get to the stock birds. They're all over the place. Check out that Nomad Tackle. Both this Vibe Bait, this Vertrex will kick bass ass. Just a reminder, out there on Route 206 in Chemung, the Piccalilli Inn, as always, very community-oriented. The lovely Bonnie Schneider, who's, I'm telling you, people, her heart and soul are as beautiful as her countenance, has a clothing drive going on for the unfortunate, the winter season. I know weather's been pretty moderate, pretty temperate. Winter is coming. She's on the line right with us right now. Give us a little lowdown on what is happening, how to contribute clothing for the needy. Hey, Miss Bonnie, sorry, I have a crush on you. How you doing?
Tom, thank you so much for that introduction. I love it.
Well, Bonnie, I always call you. I always call you the beautiful Bonnie Schneider. Do I not? Do
you
I not?
Do.
There
do.
We go.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, we're asking for everyone in the community, if you have any extra coats, hats, gloves, any cold weather gear that you can help with the community, to please come and donate it to us. We have boxes that we are collecting to distribute through a few of the churches that we deal with and anyone in the local community that may need it. So if you want to come on in, have a drink, stop in, maybe pick up some food, maybe just have some lunch or dinner, just to drop off any kind of coats, hats, gloves, anything for outside weather.
Well, people, whoa, she hit it right there with the magic word, a tompy, what do they call it, a trigger? Food! The pick has the best wings in the universe, but to me, it's beyond that. And the pick burger comes with a heart and lung machine, or it should. We get that. But Bonnie, your menu across the board, it's family oriented, it's gourmand oriented, it crosses all paradigms. But Bon, back to the clothing drive, very important. Last year with the COVID thing going on, were you still able to do the drive?
No, actually we weren't. So this year we're hoping to double what we would have missed on last year.
Bonnie, getting involved in the community as you do, it's been, I guess, a tradition with the Pick. This was my first introduction to the Pick Lily Inn was on Deer Check Station back in the early 80s when I was a Division of Fish and Wildlife. Bonnie, going on like this, you're very community-oriented. Is that from the get-go?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're all family. We're Pick-a-Lily family, for one. I'm fifth generation. We're coming up almost 100 years.
Wow.
You know, we've been in business. My great-great-grandfather built it. So we've always been about the families in the area. I know we get families from all over, which is great. Right. You know, we have a great community, but we are out there a little bit.
Pick-a-Lily Inn.
Maybe where someone would be deer hunting.
Oh, man, you're in deer country big time. The Pick-a-Lily Inn clothing drive. Now, Bon, in the instance you're closed, you have vestibules or something, where can people drop the stuff?
Yeah, if by any chance we're not open, we have a second vestibule that we don't use as an entrance. There's a box in there that you can just leave at any time. If not, please come on in.
Bon, before I let you go, I have to ask you one big favor from Grandpa Tom P. Give me that
and
smile.
What would that be?
Give me that smile.
You got it.
Bonnie, you take care, young lady. Hey, and how are the kids? Lily, Truman, Bodie, everything good? Whoa! And by the way, I can't believe how Truman shut up, Bodie, Mary, Mother of God. They're like,
right?
they're guys now. They were just kids.
I know. They're getting so old so quick. This isn't fair.
Bonnie, you take care. See you soon.
Thank you. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. That's it for this week on Rock and Fin Radio. Pick Lily in clothing drive. Old coats, jackets, gloves, I guess boots, anything like that. Pick Lily in restaurant rocks, very community oriented and kick ass food. One of our fave places. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless our law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Hope your Thanksgiving weekend ends on a high and powerful and fun note. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.